This is KCUR 89.3. This winter, an art museum in central Nebraska has featured the first show of its kind, spotlighting work by Latina artists in the state. As Ariana Brocious of Net News explains, the show has expanded the definition of what it means to be a Nebraska artist.
In the center of an exhibition hall, a ghostly pale woman and child, sculpted from clay, sit on a wooden bench. Two other clay children lie on the floor in piles of flowers, one at the base of a blackened tree.
Everything is like creamish colored with tones of peach and then black that makes you think of burning. I think at first glance, there can be a real macabre feel to it.
Talisa Rodriguez is curator at the Museum of Nebraska Art, which sits on the main drag in the small, central Nebraska town of Kearney. Rodriguez is walking through an installation by Claudia Alvarez, an artist born in Mexico who now lives and works in New York and Omaha.
When we talked about this work, we talked about how, well, that's how motherhood is. It's all at once beautiful and endearing and tender, but fierce and scary at the same time.
This show features work from five contemporary Latina artists of Nebraska. The museum prides itself on representing the state's history and culture for diverse audiences. A few years ago, Rodriguez organized a huge retrospective of African American artists. She says her goal has been to expand the concept of what constitutes a Nebraska artist.
When you have histories that maybe not have been captured as they should have been captured, it is a responsibility for an institution to gather those histories, hold them up, hold them in regard, and then put them back in their proper place in history. But if you don't regard them in the first place, then you have to go back and amend that.
Nebraska's Hispanic population doubled between 2000 and 2010. Rodriguez says she wanted to feature these women to highlight their commentary about today's world. Most of the artists created original works for this exhibition, art that reflects political, social, and environmental issues.
This exhibition will woo you with all the beauty, but don't be mistaken, it has teeth.
Though most of the artists didn't know each other before the show, Rodriguez says nearly all the works share common themes.
The physical world, the spiritual world, femininity, masculinity, conflict, history, present day, our connection to the land. And they all do something that's kind of this hand-working, bordering craft.
Visual artist Nancy Friedemann Sanchez is originally from Colombia and moved to Lincoln 5 years ago. She's been working on a large body of work she likens to a visual novel.
Cornucopia, which is at MoNA, is the first piece of chapter 4.
Cornucopia is a lush, colorful, painted collage. A vessel overflows with plants, flowers, and animals, while tiny men with guns move in from the edges.
My work is feminist at its core. My work is also about migration. So I wanted to make a piece that is very clear in its message.
Friedemann Sanchez says this work will tell part of the complex story of migration and the transcultural experience many Americans live every day. That resonates with Sandra Williams, a Cleveland-born artist of Peruvian descent.
It's like you're not Spanish enough for one group, but then you're not American enough for the other. You're sort of in between, and you inhabit this sort of borderland.
Williams is an associate professor of art at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. Her piece for the exhibition uses intricate cut paperworks to tell a Peruvian folktale about the Ucucu, or Bear Prince.
It's sort of the opposite of a Western fairy tale. Really, it's a story that's about bias.
Williams says even though each woman brought her own unique Latina heritage to the art, all the works share threads of narrative. Curator Rodriguez says she was surprised how well the diverse pieces work together.
There are such similarities that run through the entire thing, and I knew that innately, but I didn't realize the deep, deep-seated overlap of just who they are as women and as Latinas, what type of collaboration would happen in that exhibition.
The show closed in early February, after 4 months in Kearney. Rodriguez says it reinforced these women's place in Nebraska's larger artistic heritage. And Rodriguez says the museum will continue to present the diverse perspectives of Nebraskans. I'm Ariana Brocious, reporting in Kearney, Nebraska.
This story is part of KCUR's Artland series on creativity building community in somewhat unexpected places.